Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Brooklyn Dodgers and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Brooklyn Dodgers, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting second, the shortstop, Pee Wee Reese. Batting third, the center fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Sandy Amoros. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Gil Hodges. Batting seventh, the catcher, Roy Campanella. Batting eighth, the right fielder, Carl Furillo. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Don Newcomb. Pitching for the Brooklyn Dodgers, Don Newcomb. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Eddie Mixes. Batting second, the second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting third, the first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting fourth, the shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Jim King. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Pete Wisenant. Batting eighth, the catcher, Harry Chiti. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Rush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Rush. And now, play ball. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gilliam hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Reese hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Duke Snider, batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Snider takes first base on ball four. Reese moves to second. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Reese scores. Snider moves to third. It's 1-0, Dodgers. Sandy Amoros is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Amoros hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Snider scores. Jackson moves to second. It's 2-0, Dodgers. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a line drive into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Campanella hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Mixes strikes out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Baker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Fondi strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Furillo hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Newcomb is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Newcomb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gilliam, batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Gilliam is 0 for 1 in the game. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim King, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. King hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats King for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Wisenant hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Reese is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reese strikes out. One out. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snider is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Snider strikes out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Chee-Tee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Rush hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chee-Tee moves to third. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Mixis is 0 for 1 in the game. Mixis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Chee-Tee scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Dodgers. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Baker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reese scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Sandy Amoros is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Amoros is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Amoros strikes out. One out. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Hodges is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Campanella is 0 for 1 in the game. Campanella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Furillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Furillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Fondi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fondi bunts towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Furillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. King is 0 for 1 in the game. King hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges scoops it up and throws to first, with Newcomb covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 1. the Dodgers will come to bat. Don Newcomb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newcomb is 0 for 1 in the game. Newcomb bunts, foul, in front of the plate. GT settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gilliam batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gilliam is 0 for 2 in the game. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pee Wee Reese batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Reese is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mixes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Ferrillo chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Gilliam. Gilliam fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Gilliam. Morin moves all the way to home. It's Dodgers, 2, Cubs, 2. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Wisenant is 0 for 1 in the game. Wisenant hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wisenant for the out. One out. Harry Chee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Chee hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rush is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rush strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rush fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sandy Amoros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amoros is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Amoros hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mixes is 0 for 2 in the game. Mixes strikes out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Baker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 2 in the game. Fondi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There goes Fondi. The throw from Campanella and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fondi scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reese scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 2. the Dodgers will come to bat. Gil Hodges, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hodges is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodges takes first base on ball 4. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Campanella is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Campanella hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Furillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Furillo hits a line drive into left field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Newcomb, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Newcomb is 0 for 2 in the game. Newcomb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hodges moves to second. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gilliam is 0 for 3 in the game. Gilliam hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim King is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. King is 0 for 2 in the game. King hits a line drive into right field. Furillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Morin is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Morin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Amoros. Morin reaches second base with a double. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wisenant is 0 for 2 in the game. Wisenant hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Chiti is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chiti is walked intentionally. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Rush is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rush strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Reese is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Reese hits a pop-up towards third. Mixa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snider is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Snider hits a fly ball into left field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rush fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charlie Neal pinch runs for Randy Jackson. Sandy Amoros is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Amoros is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Amoros hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Zimmer now playing third base. Eddie Mixas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Mixas is 0 for 3 in the game. Mixas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Baker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Baker bunts towards the mound. Newcomb fields it and throws to first for the out. Mixas moves to second. One out. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Fondi is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fondi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mixas scores. Fondi moves to second. It's 4-2, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Amara settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. King is 0 for 3 in the game. King hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fondi scores. It's 5-2, Cubs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Morin is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hodges is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hodges hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Campanella is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Campanella hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Mixa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Furillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Furillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker misplays the ball. That's an error on Baker. Hodges moves to third. Don Newcomb is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Newcomb is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Newcomb hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of King. Newcomb reaches second base with a double. Hodges scores. Furillo moves to third. It's 5-3, Cubs. Gino Cimoli pinch runs for Don Newcomb. Turk Lown now pitching. Jim Gilliam batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gilliam is 0 for 4 in the game. Gilliam hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Furillo scores. There goes Cimoli trying to get to home. King throws the ball into Chiti, who tags Cimoli, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Gilliam moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-4, Cubs. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reese is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Reese hits a line drive into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Brooklyn Dodgers, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.